Okay, we are in Lamed Chesem and Beis, and we are dealing with our Mishnah that's seemingly contradictory. The Mishnah started off saying that a Shemeres Yavim who's in Chesem fell to, Beishamen Beisil will say, the Yavim has no monetary right in it at all. It's all hers. Yet, if she dies, Beishamai says, the Yachloiku, Yar Shabbaum, Yar Shab, they say he gets half, right? And Beisil says you leave it in her chazaka. And the question is, why in the Reisha did Beis Shammai allow her to sell it with no restrictions, yet when she dies, he's like in half? So Ula answered, that was yesterday's Gemara, that the Reisha is talking about she got it when she was in Arusa, and therefore in Arusa, even according to Beis Shammai, in Arusa can sell whatever she inherits while she's in Arusa. So therefore, she's a Shemeres Yavam, she's less than an Arusa. And for sure she can sell it. Even Beis Hill, who recommends to an Arusa not to sell, but to a Shemeres Yavam, who's not like an Arusa, we treat her like a lesser Arusa, Suffolk Arusa, not that she's really a Suffolk Arusa. We just treat her like a Suffolk Arusa. So there she can even sell the Chatchila. The Seif is talking about she was already married to her husband, and therefore the Zik is stronger and makes it like Suffolk if she's married. We don't know how to treat her. So therefore, Beis Shammai says, when you don't know, you split it. And Beis Hillel says, the Ksuba, he keeps the Nichse Melug, they and her family, because they have Chazak. That was Ula's way of learning. I'm sorry?
What's the question? Is it unknown? Is it doubt?
It's not a doubt. That's what I'm saying. The word Suffolk is a misused word. We treat her as if she's a Suffolk. Meaning, we don't treat her like she's married, because she's not. She's only a Shemeres Yavam. But we don't treat her like he has no rights, because he is a Shemeres Yavam. So we treat her as if it's a Suffolk Nesua. And what do we do in that case? So Beis Shammai says, you split it, and Beis Hillel says, leave it to Chazaka. That is Ula's pshat. Rabba's problem with Ula's pshat was, if that were the case, this should not be a machloikas after she dies. This should be machloikas. Any Nesua that falls with Yibam, does the Yavam get Paris? And Beis Shammai would say he gets half the Paris, and Beis Hillel would say he doesn't get the Paris. Why are they arguing about Yerusha? Let them argue while she's still a Shemeres Yavam, if it's entitled to Paris. That's Rabba's question with Ula's shot. Therefore, Rabba offered the following shot. Both cases in the Mishnah is she fell into Nesua. And Zikas Nesua makes Suffolk Nesua. But when she's alive, she's a Vadai, and he's coming to claim as a Suffolk. Right? It's definitely hers, it's her land, and he wants to take Paris. Right? So the answer is, listen, sir, ain't Suffolk might give me de Vadai. But she dies, the question is who inherits? Nobody's a Mokzik. Nobody's a Vadai. So Beis Shammai says, okay, Suffolk and Suffolk. And Beis Hillel says, the bottom line is it's her family's money, so therefore, leave it by her family. That's how Rabba translates the Mishnah. So we are up to Eitzvi Abaya.
But before you said, the Suffolk is Yivam. She's a Shemaz Yivam.
Yeah, let me just...
Correct. No, it's not a Suffolk, but Shemaz Yivam is like she's in between.
Correct.
Correct. But that didn't change now, so she's still... Oh, but now it's a Vadai.
No, the difference that changed is as follows. Ula did not entertain. Ula learned the duration that allows her to sell, right, and gives him no rights. Is only if she fell as an Arusa. But if she fell as an Asua, she wouldn't be able to sell. I mean, according to Ula, the Yavam has rights in her property, even before she dies, in the status of Shemeres Yavam, because she was an Asua. So he takes over the husband's rights, Misafik, so to speak, and therefore can block her sale. And therefore, Rabbi says she'll be entitled to pay her. Because if you went with the Svara Vadai, then Ula should let her sell it. Why is he saying that if she's in a sewer, she can't sell it? Ula learned the Resha that lets her sell it only by an Arusa. But if she would be in a sewer and the husband died, she would not be able to sell it. Because the Yavam's rights would encroach on her ability to sell it. That means he doesn't go with the Svara Safik and Vadai. Because if he went with the Svara Safik and Vadai, she should be able to sell it. It's mine. You want to stop me? You're a Safik. I'm a Vadai. Hold a second. So that's why Rabbah had a problem with Lula's chat. So Rabbah said, no, even if he dies when she's in a Sua, but during the time of Shemeres Yavam, he has no rights while she's alive. Because the bottom line is, he's a Safik and she's a Vadai. So she can sell it. The mission in the race is talking like she can sell it. Nobody can stop her. He can scream all he wants. She can't do anything about it. Again, the fields that she inherited as a Shemeres Yavam, the fields that she inherited from her husband might be different, but the fields that she inherited from her Shemeres Yavam. Therefore, she's a Vadai, he's a Safik, and Safik might be a Vadai. So Rabbah changes the thing. He says that she, even while she's alive, right, even he cannot stop her sale, which Ula didn't hold up, and that was Rabbah's problem with Ula. If that's true, then he should be entitled to 50% of the payers. Yes, Baruch Hashem.
Maybe Exubit's question, I don't remember, but there's not a case of evil, and she died, and her husband dies. There are Yorshim, suppose that there are children. What happens to that field then?
It's similar, it goes to her.
The children or Yorshim don't say have any...
No, at all. Not at all. Not at all. Not their father's. It's the father's wife.
Her own
the only problem is Yibum creates a bond. She's not free. Eitzvi Abaya. We are four lines in the end of the narrow lines on Lamed Ches Amid Beis. Eitzvi Abaya. Does Beishamai hold that way? I can show you that Beishamai holds that even when one is a Vadai and the other one is a Suffolk, it creates enough mess, financial doubt, that we don't give it to the Vadai. Where is that? But not. Nafal Habayis Olav Al Aviv. Person, a house collapsed on a person and on his dad. Olav Al Merishav, or a person on anybody else that bequeathed him. And he owed Ksuba and Balchayt. And he has no money. If the father died first, then he inherited for that second. And then the lien kicks in on that land and would follow it to his brothers. If he died first, that means he never inherited. And since he never inherited, the lien doesn't, there's no lien. So how you all look so busy sure about life? You're saying I remember Ben Matrix, and by the way, they don't know. They're just saying, possibly the Ben dies first. The Bachai was saying, no, the son died second. He inherited for a second, and therefore there's a lien. Bishamai says, would it? Bishamai says it stays in the father's family. Now, Bahoka, Yarshi Avadai. The brothers are definitely Yarshim. Whether they got his share or not is the question, but they are coming in as Vadai Yarshim. They call it Suffolk, and he's only it. Maybe he gets it. They definitely have a right to part of this. He possibly has a right to part of it, about because he's Suffolk and might be Vadai. According to you, this is mamish like the case of the Yavam, who claims he says he's entitled to the fruit. And she's saying, but I definitely own the field. But you don't definitely own the fruit. Terence says, Beishamai had said, ain't Suffolk might be they Vadai. She's a Vadai owner of the field, and they are Suffolk owner of nothing. Same thing here. They're Vadai Yarshim a part of it, and he's a Suffolk, the Balchayim is a Suffolk of nothing. And yet Beishamai says, we split it. So going back over here, the Balchayim, the Yavim should be entitled to 50% of the payers. And for the Gemara, Savri Beishamai, Shtar Ra'im Mitzligvais Gigavadam. Beishamai holds that a star which is collected is like it's collected already. Beishamai does not view a star as a debt, as a possible debt, possible lien. Beishamai views a star as if it's collected already, meaning the Balchoiv is as much Muchzik as the Yarshimar. He is a Vadai I'll have to not explain it exactly. Meaning, he is we don't say he still has to collect. He's an outstanding lien. We say he owns that. He owns that. And therefore, he is considered like a suffix in a suffix. Let me try to explain. The brothers are saying they're vadai. I didn't explain that well. That was my mistake. The brothers are saying they're vadai because even if the father died first, and then the son inherited it, but they inherited the son. The Baal Chayim is coming to collect something from somebody that owns it. They're saying, we definitely own this. You're coming to take away what we own, misafik. Ein safik maitzi midei vadai. Again. Either way, whether the father died first or the son died first, who owns this field, this moment? The brothers. Either they inherited from their dad or they inherited from their brother. But they definitely inherited the field. It's their field. The Baal Chaim comes and claims, this field I have a lien on. But it's a possible lien. It's not a definite lien. It's a possible lien. Right? Because maybe the father died first, and the son inherited it, and you inherited it from the son, but I have a lien on it. So we say, ain't something much of Nevada. They definitely own the field. Now, you want to take it away from them, to be ain't something much of Nevada. Zuck Beis Shammai, it's not true. They don't definitely own the field. Because if there's a shtar, the one who owns the shtar owns the field. Even though technically he hasn't taken it away yet. But reality, if you have a shtar, it's as if you collected it already. So he is just as mukzik as they are in that part. Because he's coming and claiming, you're not a vada, you don't own vada, I own this field. If I have a star, I own this field. We understood that star is an ability to collect, but it doesn't change ownership. Beis Shammai's answer is, star creates ownership. If you have a star and if somebody owes you $1,000 and you have a lien on a field, you own that field. Now, technically you don't because he has it. You got to take it away from him. But halachically, it's as if you own that field already. Right. So therefore, it's not a suffix midei vadai. It's a suffix in a suffix. Rashi.
What about the whole that you can't take money away from a person unless you bring proof, right?
You have a star.
Right, but that concept shouldn't even exist. It's already your field.
You're right. According to Beis Shammai, if you have a star, you are the mukzik. Correct. 100% right. According to Beis Shammai, if you have a star, you're not a mighty mechaverai. Correct.
They're the ones who are trying to.
It's equal here. It's a suffix. But usually, if it would be a vadai star, you're right. The guy who has the star is the mukzik. We will see it momentarily, where Beis Shammai speaks it out explicitly.
Wait, his ownership came before their Yerusha, because he had a star already.
Yeah, but there was no chasim. There has to be something to be chawa. If the son died first, he never had any property.
So
there's nothing to go with.
So what is
something comes to the estate somehow?
Again, the son has zero.
The son that
they canceled his debt?
No, it's a debt that can't be collected. There's no kigavoi.
Later on, Olaf Leheri dies with a Yerusha of some sort?
We'll worry about it then. We're talking about now.
What's the Baal Kol?
He's saying, I have a lien on this field because the father died first. And they're saying, no, the son died first. Our thing was, whether the son died first or the father died first, they own it now. So they're vadai.
Right.
Because they, and he
either
has to
one,
collect
either way,
it.
Either way, right.
And they have to collect it. The Baal Chayim has to collect it. And the answer is he doesn't have to collect it. It's collected already. If the son died second, the Baal Chaim collected that land.
And if the son died first,
then there's no lien.
But either way, whoever dies first, the brothers, they have a chelik in it.
They have a chelik, but not this chelik. On this chelik, they're a suffix.
And he's a
Vadai? No, he's a Suffolk
he's
too.
He's also a Suffolk, right?
So it's not a Suffolk against a Vadai. It's a Suffolk against a Suffolk on this part.
On that part.
Right, that's all we're talking about. But that's all we're talking about.
Oh, we're only talking about that one part?
Right, exactly.
But do we look at the global thing?
We're not looking at the global thing.
Before we got to this answer...
No, we weren't. We were looking at this part. And we were saying they definitely owned the part. They inherited it either way. This part.
Rashi.
Zabt Rashi. Allah v'yarshav l'gur sinan. Nafal habayis loy ein echasim. He has no property. Ulumayrishim yeshna chasim, but to those who bequeath them, there is property. But then makes rishim. When we talk about nichseyav, he never inherited his dad. Vein lebachayv maligvayz, the bachayv has no lien, nothing. Yarshayav vadeh mukzakim, shibayim mikayach yivusha vados. They for sure inherited this part. Shafilu, emahav meis rishim. Even if a dad died first, nichseyav ben is some of them that yarshim. Right. It's going to go to the inheritor. The Ilu Baal Chayv mixed with Gavayna. The Baal Chayv has to collect it. Actually, it's a cool Bezim Behem. Bezim has to take it out. The Baal Chayv suffered, but who can start LA? He doesn't have a sure star because he suffered and might just a chatsi midei vadai. Kigavi domi. Klema. Now Rashi explains it. Godul kayach a star. Star is very strong. Kumai shemukzik bin a chasim domi. As if he's mukzik bin a chasim. Vahein kamu b'makam aben. The star makes them instead of the sun. They are as mukzik as they are. Meaning they're both suffik. Look, suffik with suffik. If dad died first, the Bachayv got it right away. His lien is so strong, it made it his. When I mean it on the chusik of Aina, we don't say he still hasn't collected it. The main base rishon holds to kuyarshim, therefore it's suffik and suffik, and therefore Beis Shammai says yachloiku. And Beis Shammai says they don't agree to that. Their whole stack of life is like, but it's not kikafu dummy. It's for sure the brothers. Somebody's trying to collect it. Ain't suffik might to me, they've had that.
The Baal Chayv dies first.
The Baal Chayv doesn't die.
The one who bought him, the son dies before the father. So. But then now the father does have money. Why can't the Baal Chayv still pay a hand?
Because the father doesn't have to pay his son's debts.
The Yarshim do, because the Yarshim are coming.
They're not Yarshining him. They're Yarshing dad.
But doesn't that go to Kever? That it goes through him? Are they doing Yarshim Kever so they get the Chayv, they get the Yerusha, they also get the Chayv? Kever?
Again. But Kever works that if he has a son, it takes his place. When he has a brother, the brothers don't have to take his place. They get it straight from dad.
I mean, their brother's getting it. It's not their son. Oh, okay. What if it was, in the case of...
If it'd be a son, there'd be no Shiloh. The son would get it, the grandson would get it, and there would be a lien. Either way.
The son does have to pay the father's debt.
From the father's estate. From the father's estate. The son has no obligation to pay his father's debts, only from the estate that he inherits. Again, as I mentioned yesterday, it's a type of for the neshama that all debts get paid.
You were talking about brothers.
Not the neshamas in hot water.
Having it lo gavina doesn't mean it's a stuffing. It just means I didn't go through all the legal procedures.
Which means I don't know if, in this case, we don't know if the legal procedures exist. We don't know if the son ever had it.
If you hold a star, it's not you can buy the dummy. Like a pillow, right?
Right.
It's not shot is that, it's a suffix.
No, it's not a suffix.
It's a vada also.
Yes, but a vada on what? A lien on what?
Well, What do you mean a lien on gold? Whatever the shtar says.
The son had no money. The son is penniless.
Okay.
What is the shtar worth when it comes to collect from a penniless person?
Mash ain kain.
If the son might have inherited, let me try to explain this. It's not mechusik gevayna. Again, let's stop. If it is mechusik, you're complicating something that's totally not complicated. Reuven dies. He owes money. Let's take a regular case. Reuven dies, he owes money, and he's penniless. Does anybody have to pay his debt?
No.
Okay. I have to starve. Doesn't mean anything. You have to have where to collect from. If you don't have where to collect from, it's meaningless. Okay. Reuven died with Yaakov, his father, in a Rachmana Litzlan, a house collapsed and killed them both. If Reuven died first, Yaakov's money went straight to Reuven's brothers. Reuven never got a penny, and the shtar has nowhere to collect from. The Vanai shtar, but there's nothing to collect from. If Reuven died second, Reuven inherited money, then it passed on to his brothers, and therefore the shtar would have somewhere to collect from. Who owns the land at this moment, before the shtar is collected? Who has the land? Who is it collecting from? When Reuven died second, the father died, then Reuven died. He had money for a second. It passed on to his brothers. There's a lien on it. But who owns it now?
You have to go to Bezdin still also.
Who owns it? Who's paying property tax today?
Brothers.
That means they vaday own it. Whether the father died first or whether the son died first, they are the definite owners of this land.
And Reuven has also land now also, right?
Reuven's dead.
No, but he's yarshining.
Oh, if Reuven died second, then there's a lien.
Right.
But who owns the land? Forget about it. He's in the Havamina. Who owns the land?
All the brothers.
Evadai, and he's coming to take it away from them. Why not?
Because you have to go through court also to get the...
That's not true. Yerusha is immediate. You don't need court for Yerusha.
Why do you say that?
That's not welcome. Yerusha is immediate.
There's no legal aspects of it.
There's no legal aspects of Yerusha. Yerusha is immediate. The minute dad died, his chasim go to the Irish. The minute the son dies, his chasim go to the Irish. It's an immediate ownership change.
We don't know which chalik is in question.
True. So that will be Mavar. Oh, he's going to ask me brave in a second.
I did that already. That's this guy's turn now.
You're right. We don't know which chalik, but a chalik. So the Havamina is, he's a definite owner, the brothers, and he's coming to collect. And the answer is, he's not coming to collect, because if the son died second, he's the definite owner, because Shtar and Blagvus is Kagavus on me. The power of a Shtar, that's not how you normally learn a Shtar. Shtar is just a way to collect without a problem. Shtar doesn't make it yours. Beishamai thinks Shtar makes it yours. In fact, we're going to see it in a minute that Beishamai takes this to the next level. Where do we see that Beishamai holds Shtar Rav is Likwes Kedavi Gami? Not. Halacha is a person warns his wife, don't go privately into a room with John. And she went privately into a room with John. And there are two Adam that testified that this woman was alone with John in a room. She becomes ushered to her husband. There's many options here. If she ever wants to become ushered to her husband, she has to go to Yerushalayim and drink Tzaitapap. Tzaitap water. Called Tzaitapap because it makes her stomach pop in case she was Madonna. Right? So she has to drink Tzaitap water. Make Tzaitap. The only way she can become ushered is she refuses to drink. He divorces her with Arik Subba. If he doesn't want to give her to drink, he divorces her with a ksuba. That's the halach. Listen, husband, take her to Yerushalayim and let her drink. If she doesn't want to, divorce her without a ksuba. If she wants to and you don't want to give it to her, for whatever reason, fine. So divorce her with a ksuba. That's the halach. He dies. She's claiming, I'm entitled to a ksuba from his estate. I was ready to drink. I'm innocent. The Yashim are claiming, who says you're innocent? You were usher to the husband till you drank. We arsoned it. You have a question of a debt. You're claiming that the estate owes you the money. We're claiming the estate doesn't owe you the money.
No, I drink now,
she. No. She has to drink only when her husband's alive. So let's listen. Meisu balei natchalei shatsu. Husband died before the woman had a drink. She ate the drink. Beshamai says, she doesn't have to drink, she can't drink, but she collects her ksuba. Either she drinks, or she doesn't get a ksuba. What, she has an option to drink now? The tyrant says, hubby has to bring his wife, and he's not around.
Well, it's also he's raising
the shame, right? Ella, mitaych shalai shaisis, light night with ksubas. Mishamei Mishil says, listen, she can't drink. It's a suffix whether he owes it a ksuba or not. So she hasn't collected the ksuba. So what's pshat in Mishamei? Why is Mishamei giving her the ksuba? They're letting her collect me suffix? It's a suffix debt. Because she has a star. A star is kigavui damui. Therefore, she has it. They're taking it from her. Not that he's taking the son's have it, and she's trying to collect from the sons. Star Raymond Ligris Kigabi Dummy. She has exubus as if it's collected already. They're taking it away from her. So therefore she gets her exuba. Basil says, no, they're not taking it away from her. They inherited it. She wants to take it from them.
Why didn't she make a star bubble with her activity?
She definitely has a star. They have. The star is. Does she have a Vadai star? Did she start off with a Vadai star? Are they claiming it's not a Vadai star?
Well,
who's the one that's claiming from whom? Who is the suffix and who is the Vadai? They still says they Vadai inherited. She's coming to claim with no Raya that she wasn't Mizana. She has no proof.
So they're Vadai.
That's what Beitil says. But Beishamai says, Shtar Raimin Ligvis Kigavu Dami.
You're both Vada.
No. She's the only Vada.
Why?
She has the money.
But they don't even have a part of Yerusha.
They didn't inherit that part. That's what Beishamai says, Shtar Raimin Ligvis Kigavu Dami. Zakti Gemara, Bahacha, the Savikul, Savik Zanoi, Savik Loi Zanoi. The suffix, if she was Mizana, a suffix, if she wasn't Mizana. Because the suffix might be a Vadai. And a suffix is coming and taking it away from a Vadai. Rashi. Zuck Rashi. Fourth white line. Her husband warned her. Venistra, she went to a private room. Umais, and he died, actually trusted them before she drank. They tell us ksuba, she takes the ksuba. The Avah Pisha Shem is inside, maybe she was Mizana. They ain't look ksuba. She doesn't have a ksuba, period. Lois Shaisis, the mean of Avi Yishasish Devaleka. She can't drink. Pasuk said the husband has to bring his wife. He's not bringing his wife, he died. Midei Vadai. Midei Yorshe Habao She Muzak Vadai. They definitely inherited it. Matia Zuk Ksuba Misafik. She's taking a ksuba, which is now a doubtful ksuba. And she's collecting from them. Elalav, Shmami Nog, Sabri Beshame, Shtarai Mizigwis Kazabinami, Bekivin Shemais, Umdu Hanachosim Miyad Becheska Saisha. It's her property. She has a star. The Yarshim Kosti Lafukamina. And the Yarshim are trying to take it away from her. Mishum Safik Zanoi, because maybe she was Mizana. Well, Yasu Safik and Baitim Devadai. Their Safik can't take it away from her. The Eloi Kigabinami. If it's not Kigavui, if you're going to say it belongs to the Yarshim, the time of Shemdasi Safik Gemaitim Zevadai, Havalu Lememi Yachloiku, at least Meshama should make it 50-50. Don't give it to her. Right. The Natsan Suffolk of Vadai. Even worst case scenario that Suffolk can take away from a Vadai, it's 50-50. Abdullah Mina, to make the Suffolk better? Even in the case of Navul Abayas, Meshama said split it. We don't make the Machayv Vadai. The bottom line, if he never collected it. It's on the son and not on the father. If the father died first, the Machayv is the Vadai. The star can go be done. Maybe Yarshim made him club. The Machayv made it to be shouldn't him to Yarshim Vador and the Machayv ain't club. What she's saying is, she was Mizana, she has no Ksuba. So, why in the world are we giving her the whole thing? It can't be because Suffolk is as good as a Vadai, because even if Suffolk is as good as a Vadai, it just makes it 50-50. So it says, she's the Vadai, they're the Suffolk, therefore she gets to keep the whole thing.
Whatever happened to the whole din we had before about Chazaka, if we don't know what happened, if she's Mizana or not, to go be with the Suffolk, hear what happened.
There's no Chazaka. Because she was warned, and she went into a room privately with two Edom. That killed her Chazaka. She killed her own Chazaka. The Cheskes Kashrus that a woman has went out the window. Now, a normal woman that has Yichud with a man, we don't say she lost her Cheskes Kashrus. Here, she was warned, don't go alone into the room with John. She did. Two witnesses testified to that effect. They say she went in. That she lost her Cheskes Kashrus. The Gemara calls it Raglayim Ladabar. There's a basis now to say that she was Mizana.
I'm talking about the Chazaka that she was a wife.
She's still a wife. The question is she a wife with a Tzibah or not a Tzibah? She's a wife.
Right, so she's a regular wife.
She's not a regular wife. She killed that regular wife business.
No, but what he's saying
is, I think... Well, hold a second. He's saying nothing. I mean, no offense.
Right. The star makes her ksuba remains a ksuba.
Again, that's Meshama's Ayimah Kegavoy. He's going without Ayimah Kegavoy.
Even without that,
right.
Hazaka,
he was saying...
that the story was...
Excuse me. Was he mutter? Was he mutter to live with her after the Adam came and told him that she went privately into a room? Stop right there. Was he mutter to live with her at that point?
No.
That means he's not a regular wife anymore. That means Raglayim Ladavar. The Gemara calls it Masechta Saita. Praise Hashem. One day we will get to Masechta Saita.
Praise Hashem.
Alavai, alavai.
Without a warning, then it would work off Chazaka, right?
And without a warning, she doesn't become Asa to her husband. We have no reason to accuse a woman of being Mizana. Now, she violated the Isser Yichud, but we have no reason to believe she was Mizana. Once he warned her, that's what the Gemara says in sight, the person should never warn his wife. Because if he does, he sets himself up for failure, because as Mana said, there's no Beis HaMikdash. And if he warns his wife, don't go along with somebody, and she goes with the two Edom, she becomes Asur him forever. Because there's no way to exonerate her.
Why does he have to pay the Ksuba if she doesn't drink? Why does he?
According to the Maskana? Beis Shammai?
Beis Olah.
Beis Olah says you don't pay the Ksuba.
If she doesn't drink?
Yeah.
And Beis
Shammai? Says she has the money. Starayim and Ligvus Kegavid on me. She's claiming she wasn't Mizana. You were trying to take away the money from me. The question is, who's taking the money from whom?
If he doesn't die, what happens?
If he doesn't die, they go to Yushalayim. They have three choices. Either he says to her, drink, and she says no, she loses her Ksuba. If she wants to drink, and he doesn't want to let her drink, he has to pay her the Ksuba. And if she drinks, the Rabbeinu Shlomo tells us what happens. Either she lives or she dies.
But he would not want her to drink because what?
Maybe he's not interested in staying married to her anymore. He has no interest anymore. Just get out of here. I don't want to talk to you anymore. I don't want anything to do with you. You have to pay her
Ksuba. Everybody holds
on. Everybody holds on. If she's willing to drink. If she says, listen, I'm not interested in this. I don't trust the system. I wasn't Mizana. I just don't want to drink. She goes out without a Ksuba. If she says, I will drink, and he says drink, then the drinking will decide the truth. If she lives, she becomes mutter to him. If she dies, it's over without a tzuba. Now, here, she was willing to drink. He died. She can't drink. There's a technical problem. Now she wants her tzuba. And they're saying, lady, you were Mizana. And she's saying, no, I was not. Who wins? It's a monetary argument. Husband's dead. She's saying, I never had a chance to exonerate myself. I'm an innocent woman that deserves a tzuba. And they're saying, you're a guilty woman that doesn't deserve a tzuba. So Beis Hillel says, it's their money. She's trying to take it out. And Beis Shammai is saying, it's her money, because and they're taking it away from her, and therefore they have to prove it. And this is where you see the strength of Shtarei Medligus Gigavei Dami. I apologize for saying that what you were saying was nothing. I didn't mean nothing, Chas V'Shalom, but you say it's always dear to me. It just wasn't a real kasha.
Say the same thing. I mean, wives, say the same thing.
One wife, please. We have Chaim Rabbeinu Gershon.
Well, let's write down the score. Anyhow, they have to get a get, right? If she didn't die, they get
right, you have to give her a get. The only way to dissolve the marriage is either through a get or her death. If she drinks, it might take care of the marriage automatically. She's dead. Okay. Dr. Kamar Baiter. Abaya likes the Maha. Why did Abaya not bring this as a question? This could have been a question on Rabbah. He could have asked on Rabbah, how could you tell me, Ain Sabik Maitimide Vadai, we give the woman the Ksuba? And we would have given the same answer, Star Emilik was Gigavagami. Abaya asked in the case of Yerusha, and we gave the answer. Why didn't he ask straight from here? Right. This isn't Seder Nashim. This isn't Ksubas. Why in the world did he want to ask from a case? I mean, it's in Saita. But why did he ask from a case in Ezekiel when he could have asked from a case in Nashim? This is a Mishnah in Nashim. Rabbi explained it. Abaya says, I see from another Mishnah that that's not true. Before we answer Starai Midligvai, right? Why did he ask him the case of Yerusha? He could have asked him the case of Saita, which is in the same Seder and Shas. Zog to Gemara, because Dilma Ksubas Isha Shai Ne Mishim China. Maybe Ksubas Isha is different, because sometimes we were willing to give a woman a Ksuba in order, we want to promise her a Ksuba in order that she should be willing to get married. Ksuba is an incentive. So we tell, possibly, Beis Shammai holds, we tell the woman, when it's a suffix, you'll get it. Not because it's yours as a mukzik. That doesn't prove it. Because I could always answer, really, Shtarei Medligvos is not kegavei dami. And suffix is not maitzmi devadai. Over there, it's a special deal we make with a woman, that when there's a suffix, we give you the ksuba. And therefore, it wouldn't have been approved to anything. So therefore, Abaya proved it from Yerusha. And we answer Shtarei Medligvos. Now, once it's true, we can go back to the Mishnah Saita and learn it because of Shtarei Medligvos. Rashi, the lights of Abaya, the Hochila Eisvei Miksuba, why, before that, Abaya Deloy Asa Gadai to Mikarim Shem Time of the Shtarei Medligvos. He didn't know that reason. The Eisvei the Rabbi Minavel Abaya said, Nam Beper Mishameis, Baba Basra. The Seder Yeshuais, the Zikin is called Yeshuais. Vaitzle Maha, the Masri Sidi Beseder Nashim, the Okanami Savik Vaitzim Dev Hadai. The answer is, Abai Lohochi Lohoitzim Miksuba. The Ksuba, Shaini Ksuba Shemchina. Shunaisim Chaim Beini Hanashim. Men should find favor in the eyes of women, be Yisratul Hinase. Mephicha Chivzikul Misafik. Could be by Savik, by Ksuba, we broke the rules. We broke the rules for Ksuba. So that's why he didn't ask for Ksuba. Frak to Gemara. The Loisvei Miksuba de Masnisen.
I thought women rather be...
So you're right. This is an interesting point that you're bringing up. Very well said. there is conflicting things that Chazal deal with. And the balance is a difficult balance. On one hand, women want to get married. Gemara says, a woman wants to get married more than a man wants to get married. On the other hand, women are very financially worried and therefore don't want to enter into a situation where they won't be financially taken care of. So Chazal weighs that. On one hand, we give the women extras in order to persuade them to get married, not worry financially. On the other hand, we shortchange them. Lamarcia, she can only collect from Ziboris. She doesn't get the better lands. Because the bottom line is she wants to get married. So we are taking care of her. Not as well as we could, but so it's a balance. You're right. And that ends up being contradictory many a time.
What's the other side? We're saying so many things now that she's getting stuff. What side is that she wants to, what's the side that says that she shouldn't she doesn't want to,
because she'll get married anyway. That's the other side. Women want to get married more than men. So we don't have to offer them all that much. To incentivize them.
Right.
Incentivize them.
Yeah. So,
but on the other hand, we do have to incentivize them because they want to be financially secure. So it's a balance. You're right. It's a contradictory balance here. The Chazal have to weigh, how do we give them incentives but don't over-incentivize them?
What are we losing out by over-satisfying him?
There's no reason to. Why should we hurt the husband in giving him more than he has to give?
Hurting him.
Care about him also.
I mean, she's not working. Those days.
That's not true. She earned days. It might be the other bile.
No. Before she got married, she's looking for money.
She's looking for financial security.
Right.
But she also wants that financial security that's lasting. You're right. What you pointed out is a very valid point, that there is a contradictory message being sent here that has to be balanced. That we give her things because of China, we want her to agree to get married, but at the same time we say, you don't have to give her all that much because Yaitim Shish Raitim Lisei Shil Raitim Linasei. So exactly how we balance it out, I mean, basically what we say is, you give her things, but you don't have to give her high-quality things. You give her a tzibba, but it doesn't have to be from Beinonis. It can be from Zeboris. You tell her that she gets certain rights in the tzibba that we should feel more financially secure. But you don't give it to her from the best of the land, meaning you balance it out. Dr. Gemara. Why did Beis Shammai have to go to Baba Basra to find this case? Why doesn't he have a case in our Mishnah? Where China doesn't apply. Because the incentive for a woman to get married that will take care of her is only while she's alive. When she dies, there's no reason for us to take care of her. In our Mishnah, Ziyavama died. And we said, Yachloiku. That means Beis Shammai gave her Yarshim half her Ksuba. Now, the Ksuba, she has no Chazakin. It was her husband's debt to her. Her husband wrote a star saying that when this marriage ends and you can get married to somebody else, you can collect the Ksuba. He died. She's a Shemeres Yabim. She dies. The Mishnah says, Beis Shammai says, Yachloiku. That means the Yavam is entitled to 50% of her Nixim Elug, and she's entitled to 50% of her Ksuba. Why is she entitled to the Ksuba? She's coming to collect. Why her Yarshim entitled to the Ksuba? Because it's a Suffolk. She's a Suffolk Nesua. Correct? That's what we said before. We treat her like a Suffolk Nesua. Well, they vadai own the land. And she's coming to collect the Ksuba. Let Beis Shammai prove from there that Suffolk is mighty midei vadai. Why did he have to go to Baba Basra? in our Mishnah, the Yavama dies. Rabbi had said, a Yavama is treated like a Suffolk Nesua. Right? And Beis Shammai says, she gets 50%. Suffolk is Maitzi Midei Vadai.
Who's the father here?
The Yershim. The Yavam. He Yarshins his brother. Whoever Yarshins the brother.
She's not Vadai Muchzik once her original husband dies? Doesn't become
Muchzik to her? No, because Ksuba says when you can get married to somebody else, you collect the Ksuba. As long as you should marry Yavam, she cannot collect the Ksuba. Well, again, the question is why didn't Beit Shammai prove? Beit Shammai didn't hold Kegavi. I mean, Abai didn't hold Kegavi Dami. That's why he asked the Kasha from Baba Basra. We answered Kegavi Dami. But why did he have to go to Baba Basra to prove it? Why couldn't he say in this very Mishnah prove it?
The only way you could say Bashir that she's mostly
with Kegavi Dami. Again, Abaya didn't hold Kegavi Dami. That's how we answered Abaya's question.
So, you could have brought proof here, because that's the only way that she
could have any. Again, Abaya asked on Rabbah,
okay.
Beis Shammai holds, Suffolk is Maitzi Midei Vadai. And he proves it from the Mishnah of Baba Basra. Forget our answer. Abaya proved that Suffolk is Maitzi Midei Vadai from a Mishnah of Baba Basra. Our question is, why didn't he prove it from this Mishnah? Before we answered Starei Medligvai. Before we knew it. When Abaya, Eitzvei Abaya, the Gemara we started off today with, Abaya asked the question. That means he didn't say Starei Medligvai. That's how we answer him. Why did he need to go to Masechtas Baba Basra? Stick to our Mishnah. Our Mishnah says he gets half the Tzibah.
And we're calling her a Suffolk.
Well, isn't that what we said? She's a Suffolk Nesua? Isn't that the reason Beis Shammai said that they split? After she dies, they split the Nichsei Maluk?
Maybe it's the case where there's more than one brother.
Right. I'm sorry?
Maybe it's the case where there's more than one
brother. And if there is?
Then they're also
faking. Again, so let her get 50. 1 minute, hold. No, they're just, they're Yarshin equally. He didn't do Yibum.
I know. Right? You don't know which one was those guys.
So therefore they all inherit. But they're Vadai inheritors.
I know.
What's Svek Sveko?
You can't say that she has a...
Which one's going to get it?
But that's not... What you're getting, though.
You can't say that she has a strong bond to any of them, though.
Again, I think we're missing the point here. Let's go back to Rava. Rava said, the lady died, the husband died, she was in the sewer. In the race of the Mishnah, she's alive. She owns the land. She owns the land. She's alive. She yarshened her nixim maluk. She yarshened it now. Turns. He wants to take it away from her. He wants to block her to sell it. Ain't Suffolk Maitzi Devadai. In the Sefer, she died. They're coming to argue over inheritance. So it's a Suffolk versus a Suffolk, and therefore we split it. That's what Rabbah said in the Mishnah was. But the question had been, what is the difference between the Reisha and the Sefer? And Rabbi answered, in the Reisha she's a Vadai, they're a Suffolk. In the Sefer, they're both Sveikim. So Abaya jumped on Rabbi and said, Beis Shammai holds, Suffolk is Maitzi Midei Vadai. Because I have a case of Baba Basra that we let the Balchayim get half, even though he's a Suffolk and they own the land. So we answered. We made up a teretz called Tzarei Midligvus Yigavadami. But what was our bias proof that Suffolk is Maitzi Midei Vadai? A Mishnah in Baba Basra. Why didn't he use our Mishnah to prove it?
By saying a Hogu?
Yes, on the Tzibah. We'll talk about this again tomorrow. We're complicating things. It's not as complicated.
It's not a clear-cut Vadai here. Why are we giving...